Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter, and I'm happy to bring you today's news from the Eastern Sierras. Before we dive into the news, I want to implore you to go download our app and watch our two new YouTube videos. This is Matters with Amy Smith and the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Fair, featuring artists and their processes from all over the region. We're about to dive into the news, but before that, let's hear from our lovely, awesome sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that, and then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips, and I want to get some salsa, and what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole, and move on from there. Soups and salads, what's soup of the day? Let's have that, we'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out, bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay, click, that goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
It looks like we have another documentation for immediate release. There's going to be another mosquito fogging event. I don't know if you have experienced these mosquitoes, but if you're out in the evening or early morning, they are rampant. I mean, I've been to Alaska and they are really bad there, but they feel really bad here. I get eaten up, especially on my elbows and my knees, and my joints. It's kind of weird. But the mosquito control ULV fogging applications are planned to be performed around the west side of Bishop, including the Rebaran Ranch in the town of Independence on Friday, 7/21/23. Crews will be using, again, truck-mounted fogging equipment to control excessive adult mosquitoes. Fogging operations are planned to start in the morning between 4:30 and 6:30 a.m., depending on the weather. If it is too windy and the temperature is too cold, fogging is not effective and it will be postponed. We do have resources here for you. Please report any mosquito problems to Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program by calling 760-873-7853 or visiting InyoMonoAgriculture.com. All right, and the Friends of the Inyo have events coming up, and they just released a public service announcement. On Lone Pine, will Whitney Portal, the Flora and Fauna Geology History, July 22nd, August 12th, September 16th, every time from 7 a.m. to noon. Mammoth Lakes, Horseshoe Lake, Local Geology, History, Volcanology, Critters, etc., July 29th, August 26th, September 30th, from 9 a.m. to noon. In Bridgeport, the Buckeye Hot Springs, Evening Moonrise Stroll, Observing Nocturnal Nature. That's on July 31st, August 30th, and September 28th from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. At Tom's Place, McGree Creek, the Fire and Ice, Geology, Glaciology, August 6th, September 9th. Further dates to be determined, 9 a.m. to noon. Lee Vining, Lundy Canyon, Medicinal and Edible Plants. That's August 19th and September 23rd. Further dates to be determined, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Meet a wildlife expert, Mammoth Lakes Basin, Horseshoe Lake Parking. No registration required. August 12th, August 26th, September 9th, and September 23rd, 9 a.m. to noon. Nature-based yoga every Friday at Rock Creek Lake Campground at South Shore, 8:30 to 9:45 a.m. Check all volunteer opportunities like Rock Creek Lake Cleanup, August 5th, 9 a.m. to noon, Onion Valley Trails Day, August 19th, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and more. For more information, please contact Lindsay at friendsoftheinyo.org. That's Lindsay at friendsoftheinyo.org. Friends of the Inyo events calendar at friendsoftheinyo.org/events. Again, the calendar is at friendsoftheinyo.org/events. And let's dive into the weather. It is hot. It is not only hot in Bishop, Lone Pine, Ridgecrest, and Death Valley, but it is also hot in Mammoth Lakes. I want to implore you to really plan to go outside, drink lots of water, lots of salts. They're very important for electrolytes in keeping the body hydrated. And also wearing sunscreen and some protective equipment at all times. Your skin can get very damaged by the sun, especially with these high temperatures. Right now in Bishop, it is 102 degrees. It's going to be a low of 64 tonight. That's going to be really, really nice. I'm planning on getting out there and experiencing some nocturnal actions tonight. I don't know what that means, but we'll see when it comes to them. Mammoth Lakes is going to be 82 and then 55 tonight. 82 is pretty hot for Mammoth Lakes, but it's going to be a nice 55, so this evening should be really nice. Independence is at 102, same as Bishop, but the low tonight is only 74. Not much relief. Lone Pine is at 101 with a low of 77 tonight. Again, not much relief. A little hotter. Ridgecrest is at 112 degrees Fahrenheit with a low of 78 tonight. And then Death Valley, really dangerous area right now at a high of 124. We've had two deaths in the last month at Death Valley. The low tonight is only 97 degrees. That is very hot. So I'm going to implore you one more time. Be very prepared. And be very careful, citizens of the Eastern Sierra. And that's all the news I have for you today. This is Byron Walter. I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app and watch our two new videos on YouTube. Business Matters with Amy Smith and the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Fair featuring artists and their processes from all over the area. Thank you so much for joining the news with me today. I will be here tomorrow. Hope you join then again too. Byron, out.